This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What's up, Americanskis? My Russian friends, my comrades. I don't have a good Russian accent today. It comes and goes. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com. And I want to tell you, if Democrats were truthful, they would tell you that they're ashamed. That's right. Democrats are ashamed. Don't be fooled for one second. Don't think that it's all about the cocoon of ignorance. They do live in it. But you've gotten through. You've broken through that hard outer shell. And you've exposed them to the truth. And the Democrats hate you for it. I'm not talking about a little bit of hate. I'm telling you, they have hatred on a scale that is immeasurable against you. If you've ever been ashamed, it's a tough thing to admit. Am I right? Have you done something and you got to go, like when the parent who says, you know, kid shoplifts, and the parent takes him back and says, you tell that store owner you're sorry. And you're like, that is a huge walk of shame. If you've ever had to do that. I've never had to do that. But I do know friends that have. And I'm going to tell you, every single one of them goes, oh man, my dad or my mom took me back and I had to do this or that. It was shameful. I remember a kid gave me $10. This is when $10 was a lot of money. We were playing at his house, opened the bottom drawer of his brother's drawer, and there was a $10 bill. And I saw it, and I picked it up, and the little boy goes, you can have it. And I was a little kid. I was like, hey, well, thanks, you know. So I go back to my house, give it, you know, I've got the $10 bill, and my grandmother, I said, can you take me to the store? She's like, you don't have any money, boy. It's like, yeah, I do. I have $10. She's like, you have $10 because that's a lot of money. I mean, I'm old. So my grandmother goes, where'd you get that $10? And I told her. She goes, boop. She marched me back to that house. Told the boy's mom. And I knew that I should have shame because I got something for nothing. There's no way this little boy could just give me $10. But he did. But I will never forget that lesson. And that's not even a big shame. We got some bigger shames than that, don't we? Come on. Shoot, man, if you want to tell me a shame, I mean, I'm not talking about something recent or whatever, but like one that you remember, get in contact with me. Give me a shout, kjradio.com, or give us a call, 844-551-8255. We all have them. You've done somebody wrong, a girlfriend, a boyfriend, whatever. You didn't do your job correctly, so you got over on somebody. You have a shame, and I'm going to tell you something. You have lots of them. I know. You don't want people to know. We'll keep it between us. But yeah, you got a lot of shame. That's okay. You screwed up. That's a product of human nature. It is a natural thing for you to feel. You know what shame usually creates? It creates anger. Like somebody says, well, I saw you out with that other girl. Or, you know, I saw you with that man. One of my buddies called me the other day. He was engaged, and he's with this girl for 6 years. And this dude is a detective. He's engaged. He's with this girl for 6 years. She's a beautiful lady, probably late 40s, but attractive, very attractive. He's a good-looking guy. And I said, man, when am I getting a wedding invitation? He goes, dude. He goes, we broke up. He goes, I found out this woman is screwing young guys. She was a cougar. She's messing with 3-4 guys at a time. He finds the messages. And, you know, and he literally, this is a strong dude. And he's like, Kev, I can talk to you, man, because we go way back. You know, we've been friends for years. He says, he starts crying. I mean, you would never in a million years think this dude's going to cry over this. He says, man, she hurt me bad. And he doesn't tell anybody, but he tells me. Because you know why? It's a relief. He doesn't have to feel shame. He knows, man, it's good, Kev. I'm safe with you. But it does. Shame really is easily turned into anger. And there's a saying, I think Ben Franklin said it. He says, whatever is begun in anger ends in shame. You can't start out that way. And the left are angry at you. And it's shameful behavior. They're angry at you, transferred by way of Donald Trump, because you elected Donald Trump. How dare you, you know, confound them and do the wrong thing? And, oh, by the way, how dare Donald Trump validate that you were right? We are all just force-feeding them their shame. They won't admit it, but it's true. Very true. But there's another thing saying about shame. Being ignorant is not so much a shame as being unwilling to learn. I think that was Ben Franklin, too. The left is shamefully ignorant. They don't want to believe that you knew more and that Donald Trump could actually do what he said and that he's winning. But he's not winning for himself. I mean, it's a byproduct. Donald Trump's doing great things and it looks good on his resume. The left hate that. If it didn't have to go on his resume, if it could go on Barack Obama's resume, they would love it. They would love it. They would be, oh my gosh, these would be the happiest people on the planet if you just could take Trump's name out and put Obama's name in there. Everything would miraculously go away. You would watch these people joyously waking up in the morning to help Barack Obama go to meet with Putin. They'd celebrate that he invited Putin to the White House. They would celebrate the Helsinki summit. They would celebrate North Korea. They would celebrate the trade policy that Barack Obama's implementing. They would celebrate the new immigration policy that he's implementing. They would celebrate this economy, the stock market, and all these other things. But they can't do that right now because they feel so much shame. You couldn't be more wrong than those brain-dead zombies who voted for Barack Obama. You couldn't be more wrong. We couldn't have elected a guy to show the dichotomy between competence and sheer abject incompetence. And the left hates you for it because it's shameful, and they turn their shame into anger. And I'll tell you this from my own counseling. The go-to emotion for most people when they don't know how to handle things is anger. They can't say, you know, it made me sad, it made me fearful, it made me ashamed. The left can't do it. They have no ability to process that emotion because that's the one thing they know. It's a knee-jerk response, and they're dangerous. They're dangerous. Don't believe it for a second. You get around lefties, they will absolutely try to destroy you if you wear your MAGA hat, you wear your I love Trump, you say you like Trump, or you say you don't like Obama, or whatever. And here's what you did. Your shameful activity, you burst that cocoon of ignorance. You showed them how wrong they are, and they don't want to forgive you. We're going to talk a little bit about shame today and a lot of other things. I'm glad you're with me. It's Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. Back to you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Hey, Kevin, this is Matt calling you again from Salem, Oregon, the People's Republic of. So here's the deal with this whole thing that they're saying there was no Russian collusion, because if they had to admit there was Russian collusion, then that means they'd have to get the DNC server, the laptop from Debbie washed her mouth out with soap Schultz's, Pakistani guy, right? Yeah, like Trump mentioned, and, you know, whatever else, you know, clowny things went on with the DNC and all that other stuff, yeah. So they have to say there was none, otherwise, you know, they have to include Hillary. You know, the reset button, you know, uranium one, you know, yada, yada. Anyway, take care, Kevin. God bless. Bye.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. There is a ton of stuff circling around this whole Russian collusion thing, and I'm going to tell you something. The vortex, when it spins down and you get to the tip, the damage is going to be done, all right, but it's going to be done to the Democrats. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about us. 844-551-8255. I mentioned Maria Butina, or Butina, I think is the way they actually pronounce her name, but they talked about her on Lou Dobbs' show, And here's something, and I will tell you guys, just to recap from the other day, she's a Russian student that came here, started nuzzling up to the Democrats, pretended to be pro-gun rights girl. I mean, nuzzled up to the Republicans, pretended to be gun rights, got involved with the NRA. And here's the thing. The things that they've gotten her for, I think, are a joke. And maybe they don't want to tell us all the details, but I played the clip the other day. I'm not going to bore you with it because it's about 3 minutes long. But they got her for this stuff. But now we're learning from a guy named Solomon that they knew about this woman for quite some time. And as we play this clip, I want you to listen to this, the idea of, well, you should consider the idea that everything that we're talking about all happened under Obama's watch. All the Russian collusion, all the Russian so-called spying and stuff. And then I want to play something else because there's a rumor. I don't think we have a clip of, we don't have a clip of Assange, do we? No. Okay. Well, anyway, let me play this clip. This is Solomon. I think his name is John. He's a investigative reporter, I believe. And he's talking about Butina and the idea that they knew about her for quite some time.
Let's start with Maria Butina. This is a fascinating story because for some reason a lot of people bought the idea that this young woman really did represent gun rights groups in Russia. Little preposterous, but apparently she was convincing.
Yeah, not that convincing. So I'll tell you a little story I've never told before. In March of 2015, I observed her at several events, really cozying up to conservatives and making this, I thought, was a pretty weak-handed case that she was this courageous gun rights activist going up against Putin and there would one day be a Second Amendment in Russia. There's never going to be a Second Amendment in Russia, right? And I became really perplexed by her behavior and her efforts at going up to presidential candidates, congressional candidates. So I started to do some reporting and I called FBI and U.S. intelligence sources, and very quickly I learned, yeah, we know that she's somebody here as an agent of influence. She's connected to this guy Torsion, and we know what she's trying to do. And I thought, that's really interesting. Are they going to tell the people she's meeting with? And it doesn't appear they ever did. I thought the role of FBI counterintelligence was to prevent contacts from occurring that are not in the interest of the United States. It sounds like they just sat around and watched this for 3 or 4 years until it was convenient to create a headline and bring a criminal case. But they knew in March 2015 because they told me they knew she was an agent of influence for Russia. Doesn't make a lot of sense that they let this go on for 4 years.
So look, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know what the procedure is for the FBI. Are they trying to get to the bigger fish? Are they trying to see, could she corrupt other people? Did they do this? Did they let her do what she did because she was targeting Republicans and pretending to be part of the so-called right? You know, with the whole gun thing and all that. Well, why did they do it? But they did it, and maybe, you know, if you want to go for that as the rationale, fine. But I'm kind of with Solomon of, aren't you there to thwart these agents from doing that? But, look, I don't know tradecraft. I don't know what these guys do. Maybe you do let her go. But here's what I do know. You shouldn't be bringing her up and trying to use her as a political pawn now that it, you know, fits the narrative that Russians were doing something when you knew all along. And also, when you put on balance everything we know about how the Russians have tried to, or not have tried, have done things to actually infiltrate the Democrats. So let's pretend for a bit and say, she is a spy. Okay, why didn't you do something? I don't get it. Now, let me say this. And I want to get into this WikiLeaks thing. WikiLeaks says this. They say that these so-called hacks by the CIA or by the Russians and the Chinese are actually our own people looking like it's hacking. So here's, this was in the Daily Mail. WikiLeaks has published hundreds more files today, which it claims show the CIA went to great lengths to disguise its own hacking attacks and point the finger at Russia, China, North Korea, and Iran. Now, I'm going to tell you something. It could sound conspiratorial. WikiLeaks is 100%, I want to remind you of this, 100% in their reporting. But here's what's sad. Do you dismiss it? out of hand, do you go, there's no way our clandestine agencies would do something like this to make us believe it was somebody else? Why would they do it? I believe all governments are trying to hack other governments. That's what I think. I think some of them are better at it than others. I believe the Russians and the Chinese and even the Iranians are very good at it. The North Koreans, not so much. I believe the United States is the best at it. So if we wanted to put different fingerprints on things, I'm not surprised at all if we don't have the best minds to make that happen. Then the question would be, why would you do it? Why would you want to convince people that, you know, the Russians tried to influence our elections when, in fact, they may not have? Or when we know that it's kind of what they do and we know how to stop it? That's why I think Barack Obama was so cocky, saying, look, they can try whatever they want. They can't influence our elections. I think he was right. I think Barack Obama was as confident about, I mean, I'd say he's as confident about that as he was that Trump wasn't going to get elected, but that would be pretty silly. But I think he was very confident. Now, I'm not so confident to believe that nothing can happen to us, because it does happen. But I'm also not confident anymore in our clandestine agencies, FBI, CIA. These people are willing to do anything to thwart us. He said the 676 files released today are part of WikiLeaks' Vault 7 tranche of files. They claim to give an insight into the CIA's Marble software, which can forensically disguise viruses, Trojans, and hacking attacks. And sadly, we can't dismiss it because we have to believe it. They go on to talk about, they said the code has test examples in Chinese, Russian, Korean, Arabic, and Farsi, which is Farsi's the language of the Iranians.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at METAHempSolutions.com. That's METAHempSolutions.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump spoke in Kansas City at the VFW National Convention. The president had a message for everyone who served in the Korean War.
I know we're joined today by many incredible veterans of the Korean War. Thank you for your courageous service. We're also working to bring back the remains of your brothers in arms who gave their lives in Korea. And I hope that very soon these fallen warriors will begin coming home to lay at rest in American soil that's starting the process.
The Sexual Offenders Assessment Board is recommending to the court that Bill Cosby be classified as a sexually violent predator. Following his conviction, state law requires Cosby to register as a sex offender, and the possible predator classification would result in increased treatment in prison and increased notification of neighbors when and if he is released. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, man, I got a story for you guys. It has to do with a Harvard leftist. A Harvard leftist. And this lady's out walking. She's out playing with her kiddo. And she's an attractive girl. She's mixed. I don't know what. But she's like certainly white and maybe Hispanic of some sort. You know, so she could be Greek, she could be, you know, Venezuelan, some Latino, whatever. But, and then her baby is definitely mixed with black. Okay? Cute little girl, amalgam of a lot of different cultures, obviously. Mom's mixed, and then there's dad. And she's out playing with her kid in her neighborhood when she gets accosted by a woman. So I'm going to let you hear the clip, and then we'll go into it. But it just goes to show, this is the neighborhood she's in is in Cambridge, Massachusetts. The woman who comes out to speak to her is a Harvard, works for Harvard, and I'll get more into detail, but here's the clip.
So that's where are you?
Okay, that's the girl.
You just swore.
You heard me wrong.
You're lying.
You're lying.
Okay.
I'm going to sit right here.
Okay.
With you.
You sit right there.
Okay, this is the Harvard lady right here.
You are a sweetheart. I'm sorry that we're arguing.
And she's talking to the girl's daughter.
Are you just mad because I won't get off my own property? I think that's why you're mad right now.
I don't care.
Okay, so go back upstairs to your kids. Like, why are you sitting here with me?
I'm sitting here because you're preventing my children from sleeping. You let me do
that
to you?
Who's even watching your kids right now? Are you? Because you're not. You're here with me and my kids.
She's
are you one of the affordable units, or are you one of the Harvard units?
Whoa.
Mind your business.
I live here. This is my business.
Okay,
this
good.
Is my home.
Okay, so sit with me. But it's none of your business where I live, what my name is. No, actually, it really isn't.
You're disturbing the whole.
Actually, it really isn't. No, because you're the only one down here right now. There's nobody else out here saying that we, you know, are starting trouble. So.
I'm not saying you started. I'm asking you.
Okay, but I'm not going anywhere, ma'am. I live here. My kid is not doing anything wrong. Why should I leave?
Which unit do you live in?
It's none of your business.
It is because I don't come outside your window and scream.
Okay.
You're outside mine.
Okay.
No, it's a lady!
This is amazing.
Now, excuse me while I go tend to my kid, because you're obviously not.
There you have it. You have a woman who, I don't know if you guys caught it, but she asked this lady, she says, are you in one of the affordable units or are you in a Harvard unit? That's what she asked this lady. And the idea of it is that, hey, well, you're disturbing my kids as I try to sleep. I don't care that you are a resident here. That has nothing to do with me. I mean, unbelievable. This is the, and see, what's funny about this is the left. They will tell you, oh, we're very tolerant and weird. This is what we do. They are the least tolerant people on the freaking planet. I'm going to give you some context here because we have the names and everything. You got that story up for me? Yeah, get that over to my computer. By the way, this girl's a cute girl. Harvard snob. So this lady comes out of her house trying to put her kids down, and the other lady, the mixed race woman with her mixed race baby, is out playing at 3 p.m. in the afternoon. Who thinks, I mean, I get it. You know, I've had sons that were young, and you want to put them down, but unless you're playing your music super loud or whatever, it is not the responsibility of the people outside of your complex to accommodate you. Her little daughter is playing outside. That's what kids do. This woman's being a good mother. And a woman comes down and says, hey, you need to leave the area. And the lady's like, we need to leave the area. This is where I live. This is my house. The mixed race woman's name is Allison. And the other lady's name is Teresa Lund, the racist executive director of Harvard Humanitarian Initiative. And you heard the transcript. But what was funny is when she says this, she says, I'm not going anywhere. My kid's not doing anything wrong. Why should I leave? This is Allison, the mixed race lady. And Teresa Lund says, which unit do you live in? She says, it's none of your business. She says, actually it is, because I don't come outside your window and scream. You're outside mine. Okay. Now, and then she goes on to take care of her kid. But earlier before that, she asked, are you in one of the affordable units or are you in one of the Harvard units? And the girl says, mind your business. I don't blame her either. You can't tell from the video, but the little girl's kind of trying to get the attention away from the what she can sense that it's not, you know, it isn't, you know, this isn't a good conversation. She can sense the body language. But the girl, I'm going to use their first names, Allison, she knew what she was dealing with, a condescending racist leftist. And you can bet Lund pretends to be holier than thou when it comes to her progressivism, the tolerant left, showcasing their selfishness and their in-your-face racism. Oh, are you in one of the affordable units or are you in a Harvard unit? What's that got to do with anything? What's that got to do with the problem that she wants addressed, that the daughter is making noise? What does it matter where this girl lives? You know what she was saying? You know what Lund was saying? She was saying, oh, you're part of that trash that has no couth, that I can't speak to because you're not going to understand. I'm too much of an intellectual for you. But here's what Allison La Liberté wrote. She says, y'all, here's another permit Patty trying to kick me off my own property because she's having a hard time getting her kids to take a nap at 3:30 in the afternoon on a Saturday. I'm outside enjoying this afternoon with my daughter. Woman comes downstairs, asks me if I would move so her kids could nap. Mind you, it's midday. We weren't even being loud at all, drawing with chalk. She followed me around, harassed me, trying to get my information and apartment number as if she had a right to know. When I wouldn't tell her, she proceeded to ask me if I lived in the affordable apartments of the building for Cambridge residents or if I lived in one of the Harvard-owned apartments, which is all the same building anyway. It was totally discriminating and racist of her. Or maybe it was because my daughter is biracial. Who knows? I have no idea who this woman is. The fact that she thinks she has some kind of authority over me is crazy. She wanted to know what apartment number I lived in so she could yell outside my window to see if I like it. Real mature, as you hear her say in the video. This woman's house is no bigger than mine, even if she lives in one of the apartments that are owned by Harvard. Despite color, where I live, how much money I have, she will be buried 6 feet under just like me. Why do people think they are literally better than others? Why does she think she has a right to make us move? If she really didn't want to be disturbed, she would own a one-family house instead of deciding on moving into a condo with a bunch of neighbors. I've lived in this complex for 15 years. Not one person's complained about my daughter and I. I have no idea who this woman is, but if someone knows her, please tag her and share this if you agree. And they tracked her sorry butt down. That's how we are where I'm talking about this. So then Lund decides, well, I better do some damage control. So here's what she said. I am terribly sorry about the exchange I had with my neighbor on Saturday. What I said was inappropriate and wrong. I should not have addressed her daughter, and there was no reason for me to ask what type of unit she lives in. I offer my sincere apology to her, her mother, and her daughter in person yesterday morning. I want to be accountable for my actions in a situation where I fell far short of my values and what I expect of myself. This clearly wasn't my best moment, and I have work to do to be more consistently be my best self. I love our community and am committed to engaging in dialogue and actions about how to make it more welcoming and pleasant for all of us to live in together. I don't buy it. Sorry. The Kevin Jackson Show don't buy it. This is what leftists do. They tell you who they are in those types of moments. I get she's frustrated. She could have gone to this young lady and said, hey, ma'am, may I ask what your name is? Listen, I have struggled all day to get my kids to sleep. I know it's an imposition, but would you mind just give me like 10 minutes and then maybe you guys come back out and play? Because, oh my gosh, I'm at my wit's end. She didn't do that. She came down and demanded, you need to leave. Little old black baby girl having woman, you got to get out of here. You in those government subsidized apartments or whatever they were. I don't know what they are. I don't even care. If there was humanity, that's the way you are. And let me tell you something. As God is my witness, that's exactly what I would have done in 100% of the circumstances that I know of myself, because I'm never going to presume that I have authority. That woman had every right to have her child out there playing. And it would be me asking her, could I please impose on you? But I would never go out there and act like that, and most of you wouldn't either. But she says, oh, it was not my normal self. Yes, it is. That is exactly who she is. She's just like that freaking the professor at Harvard who when the cop came to his house, he decided he wanted to act the fool. That's what these people are. They act the fool, then they want to apologize. Get some racial sensitivity training.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Radio show
con Kevino Jacksones.
Quit seriously attacking her for no reason. You're being a d- no, I was over here. You just came up to her and started yelling at her and attacking her for no reason.
No, her flag down.
No, absolutely not. That is not your right.
Welcome back, Americans. Yeah, that was an exchange between a guy, a neighbor, and a few neighbors. So this guy, he's a fat little, I'm just giving you a description. I'm not casting aspersions. He's a fat, lefty looking dude, wears glasses. Looks like he's probably a graduate student somewhere. And he's walking by a lady's house who's got a flag flying. And he starts yelling at her. He's yelling at her, "That friggin' flag, blah, 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 blah." And this other lady sees it, gets out her camera, and he's walked away, and she's yelling at him now, saying, "Who do you think you are?" Now, the lady who's had been yelled at earlier, who's got the flag, she's just on the porch, just kind of standing there like going, you know, what the heck's going on here? Probably wondering, why in the heck are you yelling at me because I'm flying an American flag? Now, before I even go further, let me just say this. If that woman were flying a Mexican flag, I guarantee you that guy would have said nothing. Nothing. He would have walked by that house and not said a word. And you listening to me, you know it's a fact. By the way, who am I? Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. Folks, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. We live in a time where an American citizen walking by a house owned by another American citizen who is proudly displaying Old Glory, flying a flag. It's not, I mean, it's just sitting there. The flag is just on a flagpole. And literally you can reach out and grab this flag from the sidewalk. It's that close. And he walks by and starts yelling at this woman for how dare you having a flag. And I don't know if you heard at the end of that exchange. I'm going to play the rest of this clip in a second. But she says, he says, it is illegal for her to fly this flag. And the other lady's going, it's not you. Who are you to say whatever? And that's the beginning of this. Now I want to play the rest of the exchange. We have to bleep out some words, but here's the rest.
Yeah,
actually, that is not your right. You need, no, it's not. You need to leave her alone. This is her house.
Go f*** off.
No, this is her house. You need to leave her alone. This is leaving her, no. Yeah, good, bye.
So what's happened here, folks, welcome back. It's Kevin Jackson you're listening to. Another guy, another fat little lefty-looking, you know, graduate student-looking guy comes up to offer protection. And I should add, the guy who said the flag has a shirt on that says F Donald Trump. Something like that, right? I know it says F Trump. I don't remember if it says Donald or, but it, I know it's F Trump. So not only is he wearing a shirt that says F the President of the United States, he wants to battle with a private citizen on her own property about the ability to fly a flag, and he says that he doesn't say it's illegal, he says it's against the law. He wants it to be against the law to fly that flag. In fact, I would venture to tell you he wants to burn it. And then his little chubby buddy comes back. Oh, God, live for these moments. Why couldn't I be there? Why couldn't I be there? So his buddy comes in. These are two ladies. Now, his buddy comes back and they're menacing. And the woman won't back down. Now, I'm going to cut out the part where the dog comes in and she's like, no, I don't want these dogs to fight. She's willing to fight, but she doesn't want these dogs to fight. But I want to finish playing this so you hear all of his discussion. And then he tries to get calm at the end. And I want you to listen to this. He gets calm at the end as if he's trying to be reasonable. The guy wearing the F Trump shirt who wants to remove a flag from a private citizen's private property. I mean, from a citizen's private property, and he wants to be reasonable and explain what his issue is.
I'm just saying, no, because I'm all the way a block away, and he is screaming at her for no damn reason.
What is she doing right now?
Oh my God, she is literally.
Is it legal in the United States?
No, are you kidding me? She is actually flying a flag.
Listen,
quit.
Listen, let me.
Okay, please.
4 days ago, I came out, and it was out at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, and?
I asked her to put it away.
How is that your business? Please, see what the police officers have to say about her having an American flag outside her freaking house.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm actually, I don't know, it doesn't make me sad because that's the wrong word. I'm apoplectic. I can't believe this. I find it incredible that people would be upset about the flag. Look, you be mad about Obama, be mad about Trump, be mad about Bush, whatever. You don't like this particular president. Okay, fine. But you don't like the flag? I would like to get every one of these little chumps together and just punch them right in the freaking face. Glad you guys are back. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. What do you think about that? It's certainly none of his business. I mean, here's what's funny. The left will tell you they're tolerant, that they are peaceful, etc. And in something that has nothing to do with them, they go off. They go off. Let me tell you, there are many scenarios where this guy walks clean by. Let me give you a few. Kevin Jackson sitting on that porch, he says nothing about that flag. Nothing. He walks by, he just gives a quick nod like, hey, and he walks on by. Guarantee you, black dude flying the flag, that little lefty keeps along his merry way, he and his buddy. If it's a Hispanic person sitting, I'm talking a Hispanic dude for sure, even probably an Hispanic woman, he walks on by. White woman, he can say whatever he wants. White guy, he walks on by. Intimidated. But here's this white woman minding her business, flying her flag, and he decides he's going to do something different. So that's the first thing. And I said earlier, if it had been any other flag, he cruises on by. He does not care if you fly the flag of another nation, and he would probably congratulate you if it were the flag of Mexico. Or if it were a flag representative of some African country. He would have congratulated you. Would have stopped to have a conversation. I just want you to understand what we're dealing with now with respect to this country. We've created a group of people. This is a millennial guy, probably mid to late 20s. He and his buddy that decide that they're walking down the street and they're going to get in the middle of somebody else's private concern. And it would be, if the guy was, if the lady was out there beating her dog, if the lady was out there, you know, spanking her kid, which, by the way, would still be none of his business, but I could see him stopping and saying, ma'am, you might want to take that inside, whatever. I could see him butting his big, fat, leftist nose into the business of somebody, but this is a woman who's done nothing except the egregious act for leftists of flying an American flag. Now, you may think, Kevin, this is overblown. Look, think what you want. If the flag doesn't, people burn flags, wipe their butts with it. What else have we seen the left do with Old Glory in order to really piss us off? There's no limit. Recently, they flew a bullet-riddled Old Glory intentionally over a college, a university, riddled with bullets. And I don't know whether they were talking about gun control or, Black Lives Matter. Who knows? Does it really matter that when leftists decide they're going to go after something, does it have to have a rhyme or reason? The short answer is no. But at the end of the day, that's what they decided to do. And no, it was considered artistic or something. What chancellor of a university says, hey, yeah, it's okay for you to take a bullet-riddled flag for your art purposes or your, protest purposes, and let's hang that flag up over our university? Probably, and I don't remember who it was, but it wasn't a private school, because I'm pretty sure it was public. Who does that? Who allows that to happen? Shouldn't there be some ramification? Certainly Tucker Carlson said this. Shouldn't there be some ramification for public colleges and universities who intentionally, thwart the Constitution, rub the faces, in the faces of taxpaying citizens, their complete anarchy, their disdain for our government? Shouldn't we be able to take those funds back and say, survive on your own? Why are we funding you? Because, see, that's what the deal is. We're teaching this. This didn't just come out of the blue. These aren't people that just woke up one day and went, you know what? The flag really hacks me off. I don't understand why we're flying the flag. What makes people fly our flag? Understand, citizens of this country, two corn-fed white boy scumbag leftists, just have so much hatred for America that they can't get down the street minding their business to go do whatever it is they're doing without berating a citizen of the country who dare show their patriotism. That's what has me upset. That and the fact that I wasn't around, because the outcome would have been dramatically different. They're not going to pick on Old Glory while I'm there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.